Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow down tonight.
Welcome back. 23 after Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question. We have to ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And the next week, we'll get, in fact, by the way, when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far immediately. And then in the next week, I will give you a report on how the poll turned out. And then, of course, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. I hope you'll do that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. You can find my books there, the articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like our good friend Chester Elton, who's our guest this half hour. Chester and his partner, Adrian Gostick, have written so many books on team building, on employee engagement and recognizing employee recognition, getting more out of your folks. Chester, give us the title of the new book and tell us the title of your new company.
Yeah, well, the book is The Orange Revolution, How One Great Team Can Transform an Entire Organization. We published it with Simon & Schuster. It came out last September and actually was number one on the Wall Street Journal bestseller.
Congratulations.
We're really proud of that. Adrian and I have a new company. Thanks for asking. It's called The Culture Works. We focus on how to help companies build great, productive, and engaging cultures. And we have a new website, www.theCultureWorks.com, because our feeling is that when your culture works well, everything works better.
Absolutely, and this is one of the things that small business owners don't realize that they have. Every business has a culture. You have one. It's sort of like your brand. You know, a lot of small business owners don't realize that they have a brand, and these are your brand and your culture are things you can leverage. Especially if they're healthy, especially if they're compelling, you can leverage these things in the marketplace, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And people, you know, they'll be attracted to that brand. And I'll tell you, the thing that we found is that it also attracts the right kind of people that you want in your company, and it actually repels the wrong people.
Right.
You know, if you've got a very creative mm-hmm. culture, you want to do things to inspire that creativity and so on. But
the culture,
exactly right.
It's like a Bermuda grass weed, choking out a weed. You know, it just won't let it happen. Talk to us. You've got a couple of, or at least one. I think we've got time for one story of an organization that used this team building best practices.
Yeah, well, it's a great organization, Methodist Hospital down in Dallas, Texas. The president down there is a good friend of mine, Britt Barrett. And he talked about, you know, this idea about great teams communicate. And so they've developed a thing that they call the Sacred 60. And every day at 9 o'clock, he takes all his mid-level to upper-level management, and they literally turn off their cell phones, they turn off their laptops, and they have to go out into the hospital and talk face-to-face with the teams that they interact with.
Management by walking around.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's even better than that, and I like the better definition. You know, the Sacred 60 is that, you know, you talk about all the different ways you have to communicate, and you can tweet, and you can email, and you can mm-hmm. Facebook, and you can LinkedIn, but nothing beats face-to-face.
Face-to-face is the original social media.
Exactly, and he says he encourages, you know, take a notebook with you and talk about, you know, what are some of the things you're working on, but don't forget, and I love this, don't forget the human aspect. Ask people about their families. Ask them about, you know, yeah. big events. Has there been a wedding? Mm-hmm. Has a child's been born? Are you now new grandparents? Because that personal connection, and this is so important that came out in our research, when people have a sense of well-being in the workplace, that their coworkers, that their company cares about them, their engagement and their productivity goes way up.
Absolutely.
The Sacred 60 minutes a day. And he has related to us that it has done wonders in coalescing, in bringing people together around their noble cause, which is to save lives and serve their community. It's a brilliant strategy.
Well, it certainly is. And of course, small business owners, and most small businesses, we don't have to go walking around very far to bump into our employees, to bump into our folks. You know, well, usually, you know, they might be standing right next to us, or they may, you know, they're at the counter next to us, or they're in the office next door, or around the corner, or something like that. So it doesn't take, we don't have much of a commute time to get to that sacred 60. And maybe it's a sacred 3, maybe it's a sacred 5. But the point is that it's compelling. And now the thing is, it's sort of it's sort of like one of those closes that we used to try, you know, if you're not sincere, you can't pull it off.
Exactly. Well, see, this is the idea, is ask me about my family, ask me about my personal life. If I know you care about me, I will care about your business. And, you know, for small businesses, it's even more important because you don't have, you know, any redundancy. You don't have 4 or 5 accountants.
Right.
You know what I mean? You've got one, and so you've got to make sure you've got that great connection.
Yeah, no question about it. Adrian, we got about, I'm sorry, Chester, I'm looking at your books here. Chester, talk to us about, give us your final thoughts on this. We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, here's the thing. I think that, you know, Margaret Mead once said that a small group of people can change the world. In fact, it's the only thing that ever has. That's why I love your work with small businesses. Small businesses really are the lifeblood, and if you can focus on those three things, you know, being world-class at whatever you do, communicating clearly what your mission, vision, and values are,
mm-hmm.
and cheering for your workers, cheering for your community, you can change the world. I know you can.
The Orange Revolution is the new book, and the new website of the new company is called?
TheCultureWorks.com, because
All right.
When your culture works, everything works.
Absolutely. Hey, Chester, will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely. Anytime you call, the answer is yes.
Congratulations on the new company. And we're looking forward to talking to you next time. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.